excited about today's bonus podcast here on the Faith Church app. Listen, if you enjoy it and you like it, please tell your friends to listen to it through the app. That's where we get it now, the bonus podcast. If you're unfamiliar, our regular podcast is where podcasts are held, but this one we decided to put on the Faith Church site where I just share with you leadership principles and things that are on my heart to help elevate your thinking and elevate your life and maybe accelerate all the great things that God has for you in 2021. Because at the end of 2021, I want you to look back and say, I won. Well, I want to take you back 1 year ago. 1 year ago this week, I was in Panama. There at the Panama Canal, I was preaching at a great church there. Man, it's unbelievable. They actually have a stadium, and they have a television station that broadcasts the entire millions of people there in Panama. I'd never been to Panama. It was quite amazing. The big hotels and the skyscrapers and the weather and the beach. And I went there and speaking to thousands and thousands of people that night in attendance. Afterwards, they said, hey, Pastor David, we want you to go over to one of our members' homes. He lives next door to the president of Panama. So I thought this would be great. So they brisk us in this motorcade over to this incredible mansion right on the water. And I'm like, goodness, look at this. We walked up these stairs that must have been 200 of them going marble stairs all the way to the top. And then you make a left and then you take your shoes off and then you go. There's these paintings on the wall. And I mean, I've never seen such a palatial palace. We go down in the area where we're going to have dinner and there's a table about, I don't know, probably 60 feet long. All the most beautiful foods you've ever seen. It's 10 o'clock at night after church. And all these servants are coming up and pulling our chairs back and putting towels over. Everybody's in tuxedos that are waiting on us. And I'm like, who in the world is this? I don't know where I'm at. So finally the family comes in and we meet them. And of course, you're a little uncomfortable. There's a little bit of a language barrier. And I'm still trying to find out, how did you get this house? And the younger daughter ended up telling me, she was probably my age, she said, well, you know, the Panama Canal, my dad had an idea, and this idea was to invent the crane that would lift up, you know, you see all these big boxes, these metal containers. My dad's the one who patented and invented the cranes that lift those. So, and because of that, he also gets, and they told me the amount of money, a certain percentage of every container that goes through this shortcut, this bypass called the Panama Canal. So obviously they have an unbelievable lifestyle from one idea, but it wasn't an idea that they just kept in their heart or in their head. It was an idea that the dad took from his head and put it from the pen to the page, from the pen to the page. This whole family's life was changed, where they shopped, who they dined with, the parties they attended, everything, because the dad accelerated their life through action. I want to encourage you today to take action. In 2021, the end of 21, I want you to look back and go, I won in 21. Well, the only way you're going to do that is actually take massive action with God's help. We know that our country is in total uproar, and we literally are seeing it on the screens that everything is upside down except the kingdom of God. So this great bypass called the Panama Canal is pretty cool. It was a shortcut into the rest of the world. Well, God wants to give you a shortcut called the anointing of God. He's given you an idea. He's given you a concept, but now you've got to mix your faith with action. Faith without works is dead. This is why church is so important. This is why listening to podcasts are so important, because just a vision alone won't do anything. A vision alone, I'm going to say it again, won't do anything. The Bible says without a vision, people perish. But if people don't have a vision, if they don't take action with the vision, then the vision perishes. Because where God guides, he provides. But you have to start making those steps of action to say, hey, I don't have to lose 20 pounds. I need to lose 1 pound. I don't need to kill $100,000 worth of debt. I need to kill $1 worth of debt. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. Come on, somebody. So one of the ways that I want to talk to you over the next few weeks on these podcasts, and this is why I want you to maybe text your friend and tell him to download the podcast, because it can only be heard right here on the Faith Church app, is I want you to start making a clear-cut path for your life and realize that everybody wants to go faster. But systems and structures are the only way that you can actually create the change. You know, the size and the speed of ships are completely controlled by the systems and the structures that they were created for. Think about this right now. Picture a jet ski. You're on a jet ski. You're going really fast. Can you turn that just on a dime and flip it around? Yeah. Well, what about a big barge? You've seen it on the Mississippi River. There's a big barge. Can you turn a barge that fast? Can you flip it around? No. But the barge can hold a lot more wherewithal, grain, coal, corn. It can haul a lot more than a jet ski, would you not? You agree? Yeah, but the thing is, the size of this boat determined its ability to accelerate, its ability to turn on a dime. So we all want to grow faster, right? You're like, man, I want to win in 2021. I want to start that business. I want to get married. I want to, whatever it is. Sometimes bigger is not always going to allow you to go faster. But if you will upfront start thinking about the structures and the systems that you need, then you will actually win when God puts that wind in your sail. When I was sitting at the table there in Panama this week last year, when I was looking at that family, I love the fruits of their labor, but I didn't see the first part of the labor. I never saw the roots that produced the fruit. At some point, the dad had to say, I've got an idea for the crane. I've got to patent the crane. I've got to build the crane. I've got to protect the crane. And now I've got to market the crane. I've got to fund the crane. These are all the things that had to happen for that to happen. So sometimes I think people make the mistake that God's just going to do it for you. God's not just going to do it for you. God helps those that help themselves. You've got to help God by actually doing the work part. So in our last couple minutes here, I want to share this with you. Social media is great and I love it. I mean, but so too many times we get caught up watching The Bachelor, watching Netflix, getting online, getting on Facebook. And every once in a while, I want you to turn your phone on airplane mode and actually listen to podcasts like this and then pause it and say, I'm going to start putting things from pen to page. I'm going to actually put how many employees would I need? How much money would I need? It's that way with campuses. I was in a meeting earlier today and we're talking about the new Florida campus, which I'm stoked about. We're going back and relaunching one of our campuses down there that was shut down because of COVID. And so we had to evaluate the team that we have, who are the people that we have, and who are the people that we need? It's a great question. There's a book you should read. It's a podcast. I listened to it on Audible, and it was called The Who, Not the What. So the who, you got to find out. People know the what. What I want to do is make money. What I want to do is get married. But you got to find the who. The who really matters. So I want you over the next couple, maybe days, to actually think until next week's podcast. Think about the systems and analyze the structure that you will need to actually give legs to this dream and this vision that you have. All right, that's all the time I got for today. But again, please do this. I want you to post about it, maybe screenshot that you're listening to this on the Faith Church app. I want you to tell your friends, hey, there's some leadership principles today that PD shared that nobody has access to. And you can get access to it for free. You just got to go to the App Store and download the faithchurch.com app. See you soon.